A couple months ago, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said Governor Scott Walker's presence on the top of the ballot this November would help Republican candidates for Senate.
Having the top of the ticket, having a strong presence because of the governor, all the way down, I think helps us in those legislative races.
This week, in a conference call with Democratic leaders from throughout the country, Senate Minority Leader Chris Larson said Walker would doom Republican candidates for the legislature.
Governor Walker's dropping in the polls, and the coattails that ushered in a Republican majority in the Senate have shrunk away to nothing.
There may be no more polarizing political figure in Wisconsin than Governor Walker, but Marquette University pollster Charles Franklin says that with the increase in party line voting, governors don't have as much of a coattail effect.
It's not the personal appeal at the top that drives the vote at the bottom, but rather it's the intense partisanship of voters these days that makes it increasingly less likely for someone to split their ticket.
Franklin says that intensity can be shaped by national forces. In a good year for the president, his party typically does well in state legislative races. In a bad year, the party's legislative candidates do poorly. If the governor were to have an effect, Franklin says it's too early to say what that might be. The latest polls suggest a very tight race with Democrat Mary Burke, but Walker's job approval was in about the same range as it's always been. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.